I'm Ebong Udama, and I cover Connecticut political news for WSHU Public Radio. Staying well-informed is essential to a well-functioning democracy. Understanding facts and filtering out noise takes work, and our mission at WSHU is to help you do that through coverage from our newsroom, NPR News, and the BBC. We're expanding our world together. Thank you for your support.
Connecticut's Department of Transportation has launched a survey to understand how people's travel habits have changed. The last survey was done back in 2016. Commissioner Garrett Ucellito says the pandemic altered the way people commute and use public transport.
That's why we want to have a really large sample base from all corners of the state, all demographics, to be able to see what are people in North Canaan doing on a daily basis as opposed to someone in Old Saybrook, and what's someone in Hartford doing as opposed to someone in Greenwich. So we need to look at a sample size covering every corner of the state, all of our planning regions, and, you know, looking at all the different types of roadways and different transit systems.
Ucellito says around 7,500 randomly selected households across the state will get a survey between now and December. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from the Long Island Sound region. Experts weigh in on what Connecticut needs to do to appeal to more businesses. Long Island lawmakers want expanded tuition benefits for veterans. More cases of West Nile have been confirmed in Suffolk County. Plus, a conversation with Tony winner Renee Elise Goldsberry. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Sabrina Garone. Economic experts in Connecticut have released their roadmap for making the state more appealing to businesses. WSHU's Molly Ingram has more.
The roadmap was created by the Connecticut Business and Industry Association's Foundation for Economic Growth and Opportunity. CBIA leader Christy Pantima says they hosted 30 forums across the state and analyzed years of data for the project. They found the state needs to focus on business climate, education, and quality of life.
Opportunity comes in a lot of forms. Someone's first taste of success, their first job, their first car, their first apartment, their first house. All those opportunities are driven by economic growth. And that's what this plan tries to not only preserve, but grow upon, economic growth.
DePantima says the next step is to talk with stakeholders and legislators about what they learned and what new policies can be implemented. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Suffolk County lawmakers want Governor Hochul to sign legislation to expand tuition benefits for non-combat military veterans. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports.
The current tuition benefit is only available to combat veterans. It excludes thousands of veterans who served honorably during their military career, but never got deployed to a combat zone. County legislator Nick Caracappa is on the Veterans Committee.
A veteran is a veteran. You know, no matter what capacity they have served, every veteran has undergone vigorous training and conditioning in order to be combat ready, should that call to duty ever be made.
County Executive Ed Romaine invited the governor to hold a bill signing ceremony in Suffolk County, home to one of the largest veteran populations in the country. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
The U.S. Navy submarine force in Groton remembered the events of September 11th yesterday. Command Master Chief Gary Stevenson of Submarine Base New London recalled that within days after the attacks, the Navy he had only just recently joined had changed forever.
The Navy has reshaped itself. In those first critical years, our mission changed. No longer were we just a deterrent force. We became the tip of the spear in a new kind of war. A war fought not just in the skies or on the ground or beneath the surface of the seas, but in the depths of cyberspace and across every domain. The enemies of freedom had found new battlefields, and so we too found new ways to confront them.
Ships and resources from Sub Base New London formed part of the search and rescue mission after the attacks on September 11th. Broadway star Renee Elise Goldsberry chats with WSHU ahead of her performance at Stony Brook University later this month. That conversation and more is ahead.
Local support for After All Things comes from Hartford Healthcare, the only health system in the Northeast with all its hospitals receiving A grades for safety from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent safety watchdog group. HartfordHealthcare.org.
The Diocese of Rockville Center and hundreds of survivors of clergy sex abuse are expected to reach a settlement soon. The church declared bankruptcy nearly 4 years ago because of potential payouts from the New York State Child Victims Act. Both await an agreement on a final offer from the insurance company. The owner of an environmental cleanup company accepted a plea after he was accused of illegally disposing of PCBs and other toxic materials in Fairfield. The defendant pleaded no contest to three misdemeanors related to disposing of contaminated materials into Connecticut waters without a permit. He'll be given a 3-year suspended sentence, followed by 2 years of probation. Suffolk County has confirmed 3 more cases of West Nile virus. The patients from Islip, Brookhaven, and Huntington are all over age 50. This brings the total to 11 human cases and hundreds of mosquito samples on Long Island testing positive this season. Dr. Andrew Handel is a pediatric infectious disease doctor at Stony Brook University's Children's Hospital.
For personal protective measures, you want to avoid walking in areas that are prone to having lots of mosquitoes when they're most active. So that's at sunrise and sunset. You also want to make sure to wear long sleeve shirts and long pants, and also to apply mosquito repellent so that they don't bite you.
Handel also recommends removing standing water from around your home to prevent mosquitoes from laying their eggs. That includes toys, planters, and discarded tires. Actress and singer Renee Elise Goldsberry transcends performance mediums. She was the original Angelica Schuyler in the hit Broadway musical Hamilton and stars in the Netflix series Girls 5 Eva. WSHU's Ada Usenlar spoke with Goldsberry about her upcoming concert at Stony Brook University.
Renee, tell me about the way that you connect to your audience when you perform, whether you're on Broadway or TV.
Well, I think it's interesting. People ask often, are you doing something different when you're in a film or when you're on the stage? Because there's a wider gap between you and the audience in terms of how close a camera is to your face and how far away an audience member is. Is there something different that you're doing? Is it bigger? Is it less intimate? Can you be intimate in a huge, beautiful auditorium? Many, many years ago, I was at a performance in the audience of the musical Nine. Yeah, I'd grown up with the cast recording. I had never seen it. And I remember Laura Benanti was in it, a wonderful Broadway performer, and she was in the back corner of the set. And I was way in, like, I think the back balcony. And she did the smallest, maybe she thought something. I don't even think she projected it. And it hit me so hard. And so it was so impactful that I just said, that's it. There is no difference. Really, if something is honest and true and universal, I think anything honest and true is universal. You don't have to feel that you have to travel some distance. It's already part of a common experience, and so it carries. So anyway, that was just really revelatory to me. And that's kind of what's informed my work on the stage.
How does that intimacy that you mentioned translate to this concert series?
What's really beautiful about coming to the Stoller Center and doing a concert that's not me playing another character is I get to think a lot about what I'm there for and what the audience is showing up for and what intimacy in this moment means, because I'm not following a dramatic line of Angelica Schuyler and trying to figure out how I'm going to deal with this man that I love that I really should be with my sister. I'm not going through that. I'm actually just sharing several songs. What does intimacy mean? And for me, it really means that you should feel when you leave like we spent this 90 minutes in my home. And I'm glad that you asked how it relates to the rest of the work I do in my career, because it is very different, because it's Renee, but it's also Renee in, you know, all of the characters I play, because that's the fertile ground that I'm mining from.
So this show, which you've been doing since 2017, it sounds like a mashup of all things Renee. Is there a chance that we'll get a glimpse into any of the projects that you're working on?
Yeah. So I've been writing original music. I've always written original music, but I've been writing it towards this album that is just, it's the same thing, but from a much more personal voice. It's a celebration of love. It's a celebration of sharing on the most intimate level what I think is worth singing about. And doing it with tremendous musicians. Broadway was the thing that gave me an audience that will have me share original music, which I will be playing in my concert.
That was singer and actress Renee Elise Goldsberry speaking with WSHU's Ada Uzenlar about her upcoming concert at Stony Brook on September 21st. For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio, stream online at WSHU.org, or download the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. What would you like to hear from candidates as they ask for your vote? What would you like to know about the election process? Well, all you have to do is fill out an easy form and we'll get you the answer. Visit WSHU.org, click on Elections, and tell us what you'd like to know. I'm Sabrina Garone. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'll speak to you tomorrow.